Good afternoon. This is Lake Effect Weekend on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Art has always commented on the culture and society that produced it. But some art is deliberately made to address injustice or comment upon current events.
The Milwaukee Art Museum and the Hagerty Museum of Art have convened a symposium on art and social issues this weekend, focusing specifically on criminal justice reform. Entitled The Milwaukee Model, Envisioning the Role of the Arts in Criminal Justice Reform, the three-day series of talks and workshops features a local and nationally renowned panel of artists, curators, academics, and criminal justice experts.
Christian Viveros-Faunet is one of those experts. He's an art and culture critic and the curator at large at the University of South Florida Contemporary Art Museum. He also has a keen interest in art and politics and how they inform each other.
I sat down with Viveros-Faunet at the Hagerty Museum of Art at the beginning of the program to find out how and where he thinks art and criminal justice overlap in 2018.
Well, I mean, I think the connection between art and the larger issues of its time has always been there. And it's certainly been around since modernity. I mean, we can go back before folks like Goya and Delacroix, but in any event, from that point forward, it really seems to sort of step up, right? In our time, for obvious reasons, writers and essayists and journalists and musicians and certainly visual artists have tried to do something similar, maybe at an accelerated rate in the last 2 years. So the issue at hand here at this particular symposium that the Hagerty and the Milwaukee Art Museum have put together plays up an arena that I think, not that I think, that I know artists have plumbed. There are a number of artists who've done interesting, I think transformative work because they've actually worked with individuals who are either incarcerated or who are no longer incarcerated, ex-cons. But there is definitely an arena where artists have been working with incarceration, mass incarceration specifically. One of the things that struck me about the idea of doing this at both of these institutions is that the museum, in a way, is sort of the perfect place for this kind of discussion. The U.S. has experienced an almost parallel boom in the construction of prisons since 1970 and the construction of museums. And if you look at it, they both seem to follow a very similar flowchart. A lot of that has to do with issues of economic polarization. But essentially, I think where I want to go in answering your question is that the museum, for that reason, because it's a place of free exchange of ideas and a place where history is made free and visible, is a perfect place to encounter this dichotomy, this social and economic dichotomy, and to speak to it with as much information as possible.
I'm struck by the thought that we are building prisons and museums at the same time, at the same rate, and the idea that in some ways they are such opposite institutions.
They are. But it's that historical opposition that makes that connection interesting. Like I said, there have been a number of artists who've worked with that dichotomy. The person who comes most to mind is someone named Andrea Fraser. Actually, I should say that a number of those artists are on, or a couple of them are on view, both at the Hagerty and at the Milwaukee Art Museum. But we will also, during these 3 days of symposia, have a number of people in groups and in conversations, essentially talking through their own projects, right? But yeah, that opposition is almost like two sides of the same coin.
So in your work as a curator, you're talking to artists all the time. You are curating their work for shows. What do the artists get from doing this kind of work? We hear a lot about how art can illuminate things for people. It can illuminate where our blind spots might be or how we look at a particular issue. What do artists get in return?
Well, I mean, I think we have to be a little expansive in the definition of what art is and can do. In the last decade or so, decade and a half, a sort of a new-ish movement has come forward, or a new way of making art that involves not just making symbolic objects that are resonant to people, that provide insight for people, extra historical or situational insight for people, but works that essentially act on society. And in fact, it's called social practice or socially engaged art. And for artists making that kind of work, the idea is to make work that actually affects change somehow. Like with symbolic work objects, right, that you'd normally see in a museum, a painting or a sculpture, you know, it's difficult to find the masterpiece. But there are several around in this country. There is one in particular that's called Project Row Houses, which is essentially a redevelopment of an entire neighborhood in Houston, which, you know, is seen as a work of art, not just by the artist who's redeveloped this entire area of Houston, but also by the recipients of that communal largesse, you know, the people who inhabit those homes, the people who have a new safe neighborhood, the people who have daily contact with art and artists, because that's essentially what he's done, right?
Yeah, he's allowed art into everyday life.
That's exactly right. He's made art and life totally of a piece.
And so do you think that artists who we might be talking about during this symposium are doing similar kinds of things or are hoping for similar kinds of things where their art becomes part of life?
Well, I know of several artists who are doing that kind of work who will be here at the symposium. Rachel Barnard, I believe, is the name of one whom I don't know personally, but I've been made aware of her work. And she works with youth who have been given adult jail sentences. And in fact, she's intervened with the justice system and gotten not reduced penalties, but instead penalties that make these young felons have to serve their time making art. That beats a jailhouse, don't it? You know, as an idea, it's gorgeous. I haven't seen it sort of in action, but I hope to sort of download some of that information from her here.
What a fantastic idea.
Right.
You know, the only thing that makes me a little twitchy is I don't want to think of making art as a sentence.
No, well, I think I put it badly.
I know what you meant.
Yeah,
it's
the
idea instead of serving a hard time.
Let me air quote that.
Yes, exactly. But it's the idea that this is your work. You know, this is how you're going to pay your debt.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when artists and curators like yourself and other scholars get together for a symposia like this, who are you trying to reach outside of the group of people who are already doing this work?
Clearly, they're for the curators and for the artists and for the public at large, right? But they're also for stakeholders, quote-unquote stakeholders, for folks who, you know, who may be ex-felons or families of felons or employers who are looking to somehow or other employ felons. You know, I think the idea here is to get imaginative and creative and to use the museum as a space, you know, in which to be able to have these conversations. We're no longer having them maybe in Milwaukee we are having them in churches, but in a lot of places around America in this very polarized moment, we're not having a lot of these discussions. And the museum, as I said before, seems to me to be a great place to have this kind of conversation.
Well, and maybe to what you were saying before, the two sides of the same coin idea of bringing these things together, being a safe place to do that.
Yeah, very much.
To have all of these people and all of these interests in one room, where we don't normally get to do that.
And it's important that the museum is also sort of a non-denominational space, a non-partisan space, you know, in a space that's essentially engaged with storytelling, you know, with narratives. And we're talking about changing narratives, right? Changing social and economic narratives and also narratives about equal rights and racism. And this seems to me to be a very, very good place to do it.
Christian Viveros-Faunet is an art and culture critic and the curator-at-large at the University of South Florida Contemporary Art Museum. He's a keynote speaker at the Milwaukee Model, envisioning the role of arts in criminal justice reform.
The symposium is presented by the Hagerty Museum of Art and the Milwaukee Art Museum. It is open to the public, and it runs all weekend. There is more information at wuwm.com.